Two injuries from yesterday's game. Donald Driver had a quad strain. He will probably be questionable for practice this week. And Patrick Lee had an ankle sprain, and I don't think he'll be able to practice. He's probably going to be out for the game. Comments about the game is a significant win for our football team. We've been fighting through a tough spot to go on the road into New York. Very pleased with particularly our defense and our special teams, and it's definitely something we can build on. But our approach moving forward is it's a seven-day season, and we're fully anticipating a very motivated Dallas team coming in here Sunday night, and we'll correct the film here in about an hour with our football team, as we normally do on Mondays, and get ready for Dallas. With that, I'll take your questions. Aaron Rodgers had an ankle sprain. I do not foresee him missing any time. So they feel that he'll be able to practice at some point this week.
What about Corliss, Mike? Did he hurt his shoulder?
His shoulder, sprain, and they're actually doing some more testing on him now. So Dr. McKenzie didn't seem very concerned about it, but I don't have all the information right now.
Mike, is Donald's injury something that can get significantly better once you get to the bye? It seems like there had been a couple of quads in the past with players here, and a lingering thing that was pretty tough.
He's had actually two separate injuries to his quad. He initially had a quad bruise, and then had a quad strain on top of it. So Donald's a fighter. Just the fact, as I've stated before, when he misses practice, it's very unusual. And we felt that giving him the time off this week, he'd be able to play in the game. He pushed through it last week, but was unable to get through the Jet game yesterday. So we'll probably take a little more cautious approach with him this week.
We need to talk
through that, because you know, with Donald being injured, you know, Jordy's importance now as a receiver. You know, we'll weigh all those options as we get ready for Dallas.
Mike, can you expand a little more on what you were saying about how you planned for so much from the Jets defense, and it kind of threw some wrenches into that first half of that game yesterday?
Well, I may not make myself clear. It's not that we really planned so much. I think it's important when you go through your game planning, you know, to trust your training. They do a very good job. Their defense is very similar to ours. We practice against our defense, you know, all through the spring, all through the training camp. And frankly, when we just got back to the things that we do, the basics, we were productive. We were just fundamentally not where we needed to be yesterday. I talk to the football team all the time, and I tell them to listen to your language. I think it's very important to understand where your mind is, and when we're talking about, you know, our second step and our hand placement on run blocking, as opposed to just going and knock the son of a gun in the mouth and finish the block. I mean, it's you know, you can tend to get a little too technical and a little more fundamental. We just were not very fundamentally sound as an offense. We anticipated a number of big play opportunities. We were able to get behind them a few times, didn't convert on any of those. So we felt that we just weren't very sharp, whether it was finishing blocks, you know, certain reads, depth of routes, and so forth. So we need to get back to just playing football the right way and not worrying about, you know, what the other side's doing. Made it very loud and clear in the Wednesday team meeting. Trust the film. Okay, don't believe the hype. Don't get caught up on, you know, it's always tough going on the road. They're a good football team. They're a healthy football team coming off the bye. But trust the film. And our defense and special teams did. They went out and played to the expectations that we felt going into the game. You know, and we did not play to our standard on offense. And it's something that we can learn from, but it's an excellent, excellent win for us, and it's something that we can build on. We've been going through a tough spot as a team, and I feel it's a seven-day season. We got a motivated team coming in here, and we need to get this one here at home Sunday night and get to the bye. That's our focus.
Mike, I know you like to move on. You don't want to dwell on too much. How much could this win, I mean, can you use it as a springboard? Is it a shot of confidence? Is it something where, you know, it can have lasting effects?
Absolutely. Say it all the time. You need to stack success. And the biggest part of success comes confidence. And for as confident that the football team that we beat yesterday was coming into the game, to go into their house, you know, a magnificent stadium, on the big stage and to win that game, that's definitely a big shot of confidence that you can carry forward, and there's no question about it. But it's no different. You need to use it properly. So no one picked us to win the game, and I think that stuff's great. And if it helps motivate our guys, super. But we need to keep our eye on the target. We can keep improving. We've gotten healthy some spots. I thought the defensive staff did a tremendous job last week. Had four transactions during the course of the week. You know, Walton all the way up into the game didn't even know if he's going to be up. You know, with the injury to Dimitri, he goes down, he comes up, and Dom had a package. You know, of nickel defense to get him on the field. Just those types of things that go into a work week, and to see it all come together. You know, in a pretty big game for a regular season game. It's very rewarding, something that we'll use to go forward. But, you know, hey, we won two games. We need to get this third one, and that's our focus. We need to stay right on line with that.
Can you expand on what the defense and Dom was able to do? I mean, obviously, you're missing starters. It's been patchwork most of the season. Just with those transactions, and where does this sort of rank among pulling a defense together and getting them ready for a game on Sunday?
Well, I think the facts clearly tell you what they accomplished as a defense. Not that say they us accomplished as a defense, and the fact that, you know, it's the first shutout A of the year in the National Football League. It's the first shutout on the road for the Green Bay Packers since 1991. So I think any time you could say you did something that hasn't happened for 20 years, you know, for the Green Bay Packers, that's obviously significant. But we're a damn good run defense. You know, we led the league in run defense last year. We've been working through some combinations because of the injuries up front. We've been challenged, particularly the last 2 weeks against Miami and Minnesota, with them running the football, and that was our focus. Our focus was to go into that game and stop the run game. We had a lot of respect for the run game coming into the game, and our players stepped up. They played at a very high level. I mean, if you take out the quarterback scramble and the one other run, it was probably a 3.2 average, and that's what we knew we needed to get to, because we felt that the opportunity to take the football away, and that was the whole plan. I mean, that was the first two objectives that went up when we talked to the defense, was to stop the run and take the football away when we make them go to the passing game. So, you know, three takeaways, two stops on fourth down. You know, the punting performance is the finest punting. I can't tell you how good it feels to say this. It's the finest punting performance. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not dramatic. The finest punting performance that I've ever been a part of in all my years on both sides of the ball. I can't tell you how happy I am for Tim. So, makes me want to cry. But it's I thought he was tremendous. No, you talk about the field position game. It was remarkable. He just needs to do it every week, Tom. We'll be fine.
I know you made the play by a yard, but how do you think you reacted to that fake punt, that run by Weatherford?
Well, I mean, he was on the highlight tape, I can promise you, during the course of the week. That's not the first time he's done it. We did win to stay out of six box, returns, particularly because they're all their deceptives and so forth, and we were in a seven box. And for him to pull it down, I think everybody was a little surprised, but it was something we practiced for and we prepared for. And really, Anthony Smith makes the play to make it come up short. So it was a good challenge, good job by our coaches up top. And it was, it's a big play in the game. I mean, the field position leads to our first field goal, so huge play for us.
Just to clarify something on Al and Atari, you have until 3 weeks from when they started practicing, correct? So like 3 weeks.
We have till Monday after the Dallas game would be the when their window closes, is my understanding. Because we started them on Tuesday of that week. We had a workout on Tuesday.
Mike, what's your understanding of the ruling with the interceptions of both Tremont and Charles, as far as like dual possession or whatever they call it? They challenged it, obviously, and they didn't win it, but what's your understanding of that rule?
Well, it's all, to me, it's no different than the conversation we had last week in Minnesota in a lot of ways. Is, you know, is the ball under control? You know, in both cases, you know, just even watch the tape today. I mean, when the ball isn't totally controlled by, you know, the offense or the defense, I mean, it's still in the process. So, and it's just an excellent job by both Tremont and Charles. So it's the officiating crew obviously felt that the ball was not secure to give the catch to the offense, and it's an outstanding job of Charles and Tremont competing you know, all the way to the end of it to get the football.
Like you said, this past week, probably nobody was picking you to win. Now this week, it's probably going to be just the opposite. Cowboys, do you send that message to your team that you can't take this one lightly?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about today. We'll talk about it Wednesday. And it's, we appreciate the negative stories, so if you can keep that up, that's always helpful. It's all part of our business. You know, it's important to stack success. You know, the hardest thing to handle, in my opinion, in the NFL is handling success. And by no means do I think winning two games is a success, but it's definitely in the right direction. And that will be part of our language this week when we get together as a football team.
Two penalties last week, three yesterday. Has there been more of a concerted effort? I mean, what is that? Just talk a little bit about the.
Well, I believe we do a very good job with our structure. You know, we have officiating crew. And, you know, none of them are under 70, but at our practices, they're a great bunch of guys. I'm just kidding. I get to kid around today because we won, I guess. But they do a very good job. A lot of communication during the course of practice. We you know, always heighten a sense of urgency in areas that we feel we, you know, need to work on. You know, the Chicago game was a little bit of a black eye for us. You know, we felt that definitely factored in the outcome of that football game. So we're working on it, and it's a key fundamental. It's a key to winning and losing in this league. So the thing I'm most proud of really is the turnover ratio. You know, the Jets were leading the league in turnover ratio coming into that game, and you know, we were plus three and had zero giveaways. So and that's something that we practice and emphasize every single day. And that's something I'm a big believer in. When you practice it every day and things that you truly believe in and you emphasize on a daily basis, they have to show up on Sunday. So I thought the turnover ratio was obviously a very big factor in the outcome of the game.